How sight loss affected some artists. People can learn a lot about artists through their use of colour and different techniques. As an artist's style changes, it often reflects personal life events and experiences. But did you know it can also illustrate a change in eye health? This article explores the work of some of the world's most renowned artists and sight conditions which played a part in their artistic journey. Cataract. In his 60s, Claude Monet experienced cataracts, the leading cause of blindness worldwide. Cataracts occur when the lens, the small transparent tissue inside the eye, scatters light to appear cloudy or milky to others, and the optometrist as they look into your eyes, and can limit or prevent vision. When Monet noticed a change in his eyesight, he wrote to an ophthalmologist in Paris, "I no longer perceived colors with the same intensity. I no longer painted light with the same accuracy. Reds appeared muddy to me, pinks insipid, and the intermediate and lower tones escaped me." Prior to his sight loss, Monet's paintings were full of vibrant colors and tones with clear and sharp lines. As his vision started to deteriorate, his renderings of nature had a more abstract style, with yellow and red tones presiding over the vibrant colors used previously. As Monet's cataracts developed, his vision became more blurred, and he struggled to identify colors in the same way. He found himself reading the labels on his paint bottles to know which color it was. Monet had surgery on his cataracts, which helped him to see blue and purple again. He was frustrated to find that he could no longer see yellow and red after the surgery. Unfortunately, in the 1900s, cataract surgery was still developing and couldn't fully restore vision. Towards the end of his career, Monet wore tinted lenses to correct the imbalance of color in his vision. Retinal disease. Starting to lose his sight in his 20s, Edgar Degas' retinal disease affected his painting for the majority of his career. As he reached his 50s, he found reading challenging, and by the end of his life, he found it increasingly difficult to identify shapes. But how did his sight loss manifest on the canvas? When comparing paintings by Degas in his 40s to those in his 60s, the changes in shading and line definition reflect the changes in his vision, but the changes in subject matter reflect the changes in his mind. When Degas lost sight in one of his eyes and meeting with eye health specialists, his art began to reflect the interest in subjects related to sight. Many of his works featured people using glasses, with a series of artwork featuring a woman holding opera glasses. As he lost sight in one eye, Degas developed a range of methods to allow him to paint effectively. These included using head movements and touch to establish dimensions and studying his subjects from a multitude of angles to capture more detail. An example of how his changing vision affected his artistic style is the comparison of two paintings from 1886 and 1905. The difference in detail and color offer an insight into how his perception of his models changed. The 1886 painting uses bold colors and clean line work, whereas 1905 artwork uses a darker color of blend of colors and an abstract rendering of the subject. Like Monet, Degas' work was inspired by his visual perception of his subjects. As his sight deteriorated further, it is likely Degas would have used bottled paint to identify colour. It is thought that in his later career, Degas even asked his models to identify the colour of paint he was using. Strabismus. In 2004, two neurologists from Harvard University highlighted that Rembrandt's eyes were misaligned in his self-portraits. One eye would be forward-facing, but the other would be facing a different angle. After considering a range of his self-portraits, they found it was highly likely that he had strabismus. A key sign of strabismus includes the eyes pointing in different direction, which can cause double vision, lazy eye, and poor depth perception. It is theorized that Rembrandt closed one eye when painting to avoid double vision affecting his work. Similarly, Leonardo da Vinci is thought to have had a sight condition called intermittent exotropia, which can cause one or both eyes to face outward. It affects one in 200 people. As with Rembrandt, researchers analysed da Vinci's face from paintings, drawings and sculptures and determined that he may have had strabismus. They also suggested that the condition would have been beneficial to his work and it would have allowed him to switch from monocular vision using both eyes separately so he could focus on flat surfaces in close range.